Hare Krishna, welcome to our reading from Ananda Vrindavan Champu entitled The Binding of Sri Krishna. We remember we stopped yesterday in the midst of the prayers of these two sons of Kuvera who had been cursed actually to stay as naked trees. They had been really sensual. They had drunken alcohol in the Mandakini River and had enjoyed their senses with beautiful young girls. And when Narada Muni passed by, he saw they were really misusing their devata forms, so he cursed them to stand naked for thousands of years as trees. But then he retracted or modified the curse when the two devatas were highly repentant and begged for forgiveness. Narada Muni said, I can't take back my curse that you will become trees, but you will become trees in the time where Krishna is there in Vrindavan and he will liberate you. So when Krishna pulled the mortar and broke the trees and they came out, they prayed, O friend of the distressed, we really have no other desire than the desire to touch the pollen dust on your lotus feet. Narada's curse turned into our greatest boon. This is because association with sadhus who intensely yearn for your service always gives good results, even when you are cursed. May our words perpetually glorify you. May our minds be forever fixed on your lotus feet. May our ears be constantly absorbed in hearing your teachings. What more can we say? Now that all our senses are engaged in pleasing you, we can relish the nectar of your loving service. Narada Muni, that saintly honeybee who always drinks the nectar of your feet, has released rain clouds of mercy upon us by his apparent curse. You who display your attractive pastimes in thousands of universes have kindly allowed such fallen souls as us to see them. Your lotus feet, no? Oh Lord, who can describe the immense fortune of your mother who bound you to this mortar? What more can we say? Even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, and all the exalted sages in the universe do not possess even a fraction of a grain of the good fortune of Mother Yashoda. O Omnipotent One, even the greatest jnanis, Vedantists and yogis cannot understand you, but you quickly avail yourself to Premi Bhakti Tas, intent on hearing your transcendental pastimes as Nanda Nandana. Krishna, the special position of Yashoda is brought out because Yashoda has an intensified form of bhakti which anyone who wants to make advancement in devotional service needs to have. It's called mamatva. It's where you think the Lord belongs to me. Not I'm belonging to the Lord. No, the Lord belongs to me. He's my child. I have to take care. And this is the most intimate form of Krishna belongs to us and we can chastise him. And you know, when Radharani was playing dice, Pasha, with Krishna, this became very, very clear how she thinks really the Lord is mine, my property. She staged her Suryakantamani, her son-like jewel. Krishna had to stake his Kostuba Mani. It was a high bed. So while Radha threw the dice, she was shaking the dice in her hand, and then she said, "I will throw a 10 now." And as she was shaking the dice very expertly, the whole beautiful body went in waves of beauty, so much so that Krishna totally lost his mind. And then Radha threw the dice and they fell into 10, and she said, "Now you throw your dice." But Krishna could not do his best because his mind was bewildered. He only threw out of habit and lost his Kostuba Mani. At that time, Radharani looked at Rupa Manjari and gave her a signal in the eyes. And Rupa Manjari felt intensely empowered. In fact, she had prayed for Radha to give her that signal. So she went over to Madhava and she said, hey, Madhava, this throwing of dice require requires brain, but you only have muscles. You should go and go to the pasture ground and run after your cows. You're so proud because you think you have killed Putana and Akasura. But here, we don't need the strength of muscles. Here, the intelligence of the clever is tested, and Radha has the intelligence of a queen and you of a cowherd boy. And she talked, Rupa Manjari, small Manjari, talked to Krishna like this because she was empowered by Radha's signal from the corner of the eyes. And Krishna became so ashamed, he couldn't speak anything. So this is only so all the sakis began to laugh. Normally they're very tender, but now they laughed, and they between their laughter they said, this is the game of dice where Jayashree is victorious. The goddess of victory is our Radharani. And this cowherd boy who only knows how to use brute force, he is shown as that what he really is. So they were laughing and laughing and laughing and calling, hey, and Madhu Mangal was just looking, staring on the ground. Krishna was without words. How can someone deal like this? Well, they deal with this, that Krishna is my beloved, he is mine, and I will teach him a lesson. This was what the Radha did. And very highest form of bhakti. And here Mother Yashoda is praised for that. Even Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and the exalted sages in the universe do not possess even a fraction of a grain of the good fortune of Mother Yashoda. Oh Lord, they ended the prayers. We want to become completely attached to your lotus feet. So we beg you to please reveal within our hearts the right prayer to attain this. No, this total attachment to your lotus feet. Alas, show us how to live righteously by accepting the results of our good and bad karma. So it's very interesting. The devotee prays, let my good or bad karma take effect as it is to be expected in this world, but let me become supremely attached. After speaking thus, the demigods proceeded northward. Oh yeah, that's always the spiritual direction where you go. They proceeded to the north and disappeared. Then the twin Arjuna trees crashed completely to the ground. Their falling made such a terrible sound that it deafened the village ladies as well as the four elephants controlling the four directions of the heavenly planets. All the Brajavasis felt fearful. The sweet taste of bliss that Rajeshwari, Yashoda, and the Brajavasis had previously relished now suddenly disappeared. Becoming bewildered and fearing another calamity, they stopped their duties and rushed to that place. So we will have one more. When they saw the huge fallen trees, they thought, perhaps Mother Earth offered dandavats to Krishna Kumar with the arms of these tree trunks. The split open trees looked like the gaping mouth of the lower planetary system. Its two branches, the trees, appeared like two huge snakes rising up and desiring to go in different directions. The two trees seemed like the dead bodies of the demons Madhu and Kaitapa thrown on the ground by the Lord himself. When the Vrajavasis found Krishna, he appeared calm, fearless and free from danger. Though only a child, Krishna looked like a priceless jewel ornamenting Mother Earth and assuring her of protection by his very presence. And this is another very nice description of Krishna. When someone is in Krishna's presence, immediately the fearfulness goes. Although Mother Earth looked quite ravaged, you know, there was a hole in the earth where the tree had stood, and it looked like an entrance to Patala, and the tree trunks, which were broken, looked similarly quite frightening, but Krishna, calm, fearless, and so on, played in all this disaster. If we can somehow bring Krishna into our life at the center, we're always remembering him and never forgetting him, that is the success of our life and peacefulness. I personally experienced this in this Kartik Vrata very strongly. I have become doubtful that mechanic chanting will produce anything else than exhaustion and boredom. I can't see that it can produce Krishna consciousness, so I've studied our scriptures very carefully and have understood that chanting and thinking of Krishna, or praying to Krishna, or devotionally relating to Krishna is very important. The holy name needs to have needs to be chanted with his energy, and that is the Krishna Katha or remembrance of. I mean, the energy is Krishna Katha, but we remember the Krishna Katha. Then I personally am deeply convinced that only Krishna conscious chanting will do the job for us. Chanting while thinking of the things of the world, the latest material interactions you had, the people you relate to, you are chanting while being aware of your worries and anxieties, is not real chanting, because you are where your mind is. Thank you very much. See you very soon for the next katha. It's one last katha on the Damodar Leela, which will come tomorrow. Hare Krishna.